welcome to our nighttime show, North State Now. It's yours truly, Linda Bott. So if I kind of flip out sometimes and say, oh, it's a nighttime or it's an afternoon, we're pre-recording this show that's going to be running on Thursday, the last Thursday of the month. Usually I do the first Thursday and the last Thursday if there's five Thursdays in a month. So welcome to the show here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Again, this is Linda Bott, yours truly, and I am very excited about my upcoming guest. And Jared, go ahead and take that down a little bit. Just go ahead and take down that song. And I want to do a thanks to my sponsors, which would be, we're going to say a shout out to Country Kitchen and Carlene's. We're going to shout out to the Danukas, Doctors Danukas, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Group. And they sponsor the shows here on Thursday night. And, you know, of course, we're a magazine formatted show where we have different varieties of other guests, but I am thrilled to be able to do music. Now, I kind of wanted to give you a little preface of the person that I have on the phone who has a walk with me, and I have a walk with him in memory lane that goes back into the late 90s. From Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm just going to introduce him right now, the extraordinary, fantastic musician, human being, Rich Redman. Welcome to the show.
Linda, what is up? Blast from the past. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me tell you, I have to share with our listeners what is so great is since you and I played in a group, and it was you, we did this thing called La Femme Key Rock, which was a concert series in Nashville, and I was fortunate enough to have you play drums for me when I did my solo act. And you were always just so professional and always so wonderful. And I left the Nashville area around 2001, 2002 in that area. But you and I ran into each other again, or I ran into you at the Country Music Awards in Las Vegas. And you were at that time playing with somebody who you spoke very highly of, who was relatively unknown at that time, named Jason Aldean. And I think, and you were playing at the House of Blues. And then I'm just kind of giving our listeners a little bit of, okay, so then that would have been probably 2003, something like that. And then, my husband and I bought this radio station. We're going on 12 years now, 2009. And in the mail comes the radio TV interview report, and the front of the radio TV interview report is celebrity musician says get in shape, relieve stress with drumming. Let celebrity drummer Rich Redman show your audience how they can play drums to get fit and relieve anxiety. Drumming increases energy, improves circulation, lowers stress, increases coordination, and burns calories. Goes on to say that you have been a drummer with multi-platinum country rocker Jason Aldean. You've also performed with Kelly Clarkson, Ludacris, Keith Urban, and many others. I'm going to really go into some of the names here in a little bit. But you have recorded over 28 number one hits. You've played iconic venues like Madison Square Garden, the Hollywood Bowl, and have performed on NSL Today, Good Morning America, the ACM Awards, and much more. You're also, which I can't wait to get in with you and for our listening audience, a Fortune 500 motivational speaker, author, educator, and actor. Welcome to Rich Redman Show! Woohoo!
Well, that, I'm tired now.
Well, I just have to. So, anyway, what of all those things, what is really rocking your boat the most?
Well, you know, you do a lot. I mean, here you are. You own a radio station. You're a DJ and a host now. And when I met you, you were a recovering model, actress, singer, and now you do all those things. So it's totally possible in life to have multiple interests and to be good at a lot of different things. And I feel like almost in the creative arts nowadays, people expect you to be a jack of all trades, master of all, you know. The barrier of entry for people to do creative things in the universe nowadays is so low. You know, you want to be a podcaster, you buy a little MacBook Pro and an interface and a microphone, and you start an account, and you're a podcaster, and you're in new media, you know? But I think at the beginning and the end of the day, you know, I've been doing this drumming thing for so long. I started taking lessons in 1976. So, you know, I've been doing this for, God, 40, you know, how long here? Long time, 40-something years I've been playing the drums. And so when I get out of bed every day, that's what really excites me. And I notice that I can make a difference in people's lives. I can entertain people. I can help them, take them away, forget about their problems for a little bit. And then, you know, when I teach people about drums and music, I mean, there's so many benefits there, you know, playing a musical instrument. Music education is so powerful, you know. Kids that play musical instruments, you know, they increases their emotional intelligence and their spatial reasoning and their rhythm and their three R's, you know, and their ability to take direction and work as a member of a team. So music is always going to be the thing. And then everything else that I do is a fun kind of like part of that umbrella, or it's a branch on that tree.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you've received your master's degree in music education, and I wanted to know the difference between what it is to be classically trained as a drummer and to learn to read music as to reading by ear. And we all know that there's the numbered charts in Nashville.
Yeah.
Are they starting to implement in the school systems now about the numbered system? And can you share with our listening audience what it is about playing by ear and being a classically trained musician?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I tell everybody that I'm an overeducated rock drummer, meaning, you know, I've played all sorts of different kinds of music. So, you know, Greek wedding bands and, you know, playing bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and big celebrity weddings.
Been
and
there.
Weddings, you know, the corner bar and opening up the strip club and, you know, playing biker rallies. And you just kind of saying yes to everything. Pool parties where you're wearing your Hawaiian shirt. Because I love music.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to give myself the greatest chance as possible to be successful in the industry, which is, you know, it's a knowledge is power thing. So as a classically trained musician, I had to study, like, you know, timpani and marimba and xylophone and glockenspiel. And I was in the marching band for 8 years, and I played in, you know, orchestras where you're wearing your tuxedo and you're counting 2001, 2002, ping, you know, you got to hit the triangle. But it all informs, you know, your musicianship. But one of the greatest things that ever helped me, and this is I'm a big proponent of, is teaching was my ability to read music. And when I was playing with you in the late 90s, my drums would be set up like four nights a week at this club that we love, this Watering Hole, 12th and Porter.
Right.
Because I was playing with everybody, because everybody realized, oh, my God, this kid can scribble out some charts. He has a musical mind. Seems like he's always overprepared. And it was just that ability to read music that allowed me to play with, we were talking with about our buddy Paul Chapman, who I played bass with in your band.
Mm-hmm.
We were in, I think, I was in 27 bands in Nashville in 1999.
Wow.
He and I were in 9 together. So we were just kind of living out of our minivans, you know, and I was just schlepping drums all over Nashville because I had not quite become established yet. And you know, you have to kick and claw and kick doors open and keep doing a good job for people until, you know, that word of mouth thing happens. It usually takes about 5 years. So you know, looking back at almost 25 years in Nashville, pretty amazing. Now that number system is something that's pretty exclusive to Nashville, but it's such a unique and efficient way for musicians to learn songs. And it started with Elvis's background singers in the 50s. That's how long it's been around. A friend of mine, Jim Riley, a longtime drummer for the Rascal Flatts, he wrote a book on the Nashville number system. And I tell all my students and people that want to learn about that to pick that up. It truly is a really efficient way to do things because he uses numbers. So for your listeners that don't know a lot about music, let's say you're in the key of C, which is all the white notes on the piano, and you write out the one chord, it would be C major, the four chord would be F major, and the five chord would be G major. And then, so let's say, you know, you have your girl singer in your band, and she just goes on vacation, and she drinks her green smoothies, and she gets her rest, and she says, no, I want to move it up a whole step to D. So instead of having to rewrite the entire chart, like in New York and Los Angeles, the people, the musicians in Nashville know how to quickly transpose that chart to the new key on the spot.
I always say that the musicians, I was so fortunate to have guys who were really, because I don't think I had any girl musicians in Nashville. I had girl backup singers. But the musicians, so to say, whatever, the musicians that I had the great privilege of playing with, such as yourself, were like just really had their head in the game. They were so good. Now, we're going to have to take a break because we have to give some love to our sponsors. But Rich Redman is on the phone, and he is calling in. He's going to be on tour. So many things, but Rich was named Country Drummer of the Year in Modern Drummer Magazine in 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018. Rich was voted Best Country Drummer and Clinician by both Modern Drummer and Drum Magazine for several years. His book, Fundamentals of Drumming for Kids Aged 5 to 10, is published by Modern Drummer and is an Amazon bestseller. We'll talk about your second book and some other things coming up after the break. Stay with me. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to my North State Now program, and I'm featuring just an old-time friend but who has just done so many wonderful things in the last 25 years with this incredible career, very varied career, Rich Redman. We'll be right back after these messages.
Many years fly by, damn, it's all to remember it. Fast ride through Oklahoma, tequila nights in California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, Redding, guess what? Our dining room at Black Bear Diner is open again, and we're bringing chili back. That's right. Come dine in comfort inside of our Hilltop Drive location. And special for March, ask for a bowl or cup of our delicious homemade chili, or try one of our new chili creations, a chili stuffed breakfast burrito, a chili cheddar cheeseburger, or for dinner, our tri-tip chili platter. Come dine inside or order for takeout at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Crack it down Monday morning, coffee strong, pouring everything you got.
And welcome back to our show, North State Now. This is Linda Bott. And of course, you've heard the sponsors. I would love to thank Shasta Regional Medical Center and some of my friends over at Country Kitchen and Carlene's Bar and Grill. Went there the other night for dinner. Amazing staff, amazing. Great stuff happening in Reading. The growth is going on in town, so we thank our sponsors that support and keep the downtown radio station alive, which is KCNR 1460.com and 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I'm all about promoting and supporting people who love and live their passion. It's been something I can remember doing since I was probably like 10. And on the phone with me is a crony, somebody who I just am so thrilled to reconnect with, and that's Rich Redman, who's a top call and highly influential touring recording drummer. He's a percussionist based in Nashville. He goes between Nashville and L.A. He's, of course, you just heard him on a Jason Aldean cut, but, he's played with Garth Brooks and Ludacris and Kelly Clarkson and Bryan Adams and Bob Seger, Chris Cornell, Joe Perry, Jewel, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban. I mean, I have to take a breath here between all of the, there's just so, Jennifer Nettles, Alabama, Darius Rucker, the Pointer Sisters, get that one, Tyler Farr, Flacco. I mean, the list goes on, and we'll do this some more in the next segment, but welcome back. We were talking about education and drums and what it was to talk about the number system. But let's talk about now in your touring schedule and what it is to stay fit, because when you're on stage, what you have to do physically to endure a concert, all players work hard, but I think the drummers work the hardest.
Oh, I would have to agree. We always kind of knew that, drummers had the highest caloric burn on the stage. recently, I had a friend, Dr. Nadia Azar. She's doing a scientific study at the University of Windsor, and she's been going out and hooking electrodes up to drummers from different genres, a lot of metal drummers. I was her first country drummer, and she, hooked electrodes up to me, and she had this whole formula and everything. At the end of the show, she showed me how many calories I burned per song, what my heart rate was per song, the average heart rate throughout the evening. And so in 90 minutes of playing, our version of country rock music, I burn over 1,000 calories, and my heart rate is way up there like an elite athlete. So it's pretty exciting. And I was actually gave some of the metal drummers a run for their money as far as like caloric burn. So it's not for the faint of heart. People say, hey, that's a great workout. I say, yeah, but I have to work out so I can do that, because a lot of times a lot of our touring is in the summer months, and I'll tell young drummers, I say, hey, you got to prepare yourself for playing in front of 25,000 people on a hot summer night in July in St. Louis. It's 110 on stage, 100% humidity, and there's flames and dry ice, and it's like basically playing drums in a hot yoga studio for 90 minutes,
Yeah, because that's really intense to stay focused, to be in the pocket, to, like you said, you can become so dehydrated, and you really have to be, like you said, at the top of your game and be very athletic. So what do you do? What's your secret in order to, keep fit and stay in that, because you're at the top of your field. And let's, we're not 20 anymore. So what do you tell your younger musicians that you're bringing up? What do you do as far as teaching them to keep in their game?
Yeah. Well, there's so many options for fitness now. You know what I mean? It's like there's so many things that we could do. It seems like the most bang for your buck is in, you know, HIIT training, so high-intensity training. So a lot of places like Barry's Boot Camp or Orange Theory, you know, when I really need to tighten something up or I'm coming out of the holidays, I'll go pay that money to go do those group classes, and it's really inspiring because you'll burn about 1,000 calories. You'll hit all your muscles. I really like that. But as a general rule, you know, in California, I'll go hiking. In the pandemic, I got the Nike running app, and I was running, you know, 5-6 miles a day. I like that. And then, you know, when we're on tour, we have the tour bus, and I have my Bowflex adjustable weights and, like, a Bosu and, like, a, you know, like a medicine ball underneath the bus. And then when times were a little safer, you know, we have these things called the runners at the venue, and they'll take you over to LA Fitness or whatever. You can kind of, like, you know, do your thing over at those places. And then, you know, stretching and mobility are very important. And like, I drink tons of water. Mm-hmm. I do some pharmaceutical grade vitamins. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not a huge supplementer because I work hard for my money, and it's like a lot of that stuff is not regulated by the FDA. Yeah. So I know a lot of people that do some supplementing, they do it because it's just kind of like a placebo effect, on, like for peace of mind, you mm-hmm. know. But I mean, at a very minimum, you need a high quality vitamin, multivitamin. You need C, you need D. We're all deficient in D.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
People that live on the coasts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your fish oil, zinc. I do essential oils. I mean, that stuff will keep you from getting sick on the airplane.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, everybody just can come up with like a little, you know, system, and it's so easy nowadays to like work out on the go with apps. And
well, you know, Rich,
body.
I think for a lot of people emotionally, or they think of a road warrior as somebody who parties, and the reality is that you have to be so, I think, conditioned in order to do the long haul. In order for
the long haul,
the big game, to stay successful, to have a real career, you have to be focused and you have to be dedicated in a way. It's not just how good you are as a player. Like you said, it's all around. It's physical. It's mental. It's stamina. There's so many things. So now let's segue into your books that you've written. Then we're going to get into the acting because we talked about that you're a multifaceted talent and have gone into the LA with the SAG agent and the acting. But let's go back into what it is to have written books, Fundamentals of Drumming for kids aged 5 to 10.
And it's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it says FUN, F-U-N, capital letters, Fundamentals of Drumming for Kids. What does this mean?
Yeah.
Tell us just a little bit about the book.
Well, like all things, I like to have just like a little bit of a wink-wink, you know, a little sense of humor there. So as we capitalize the fun, because everything should be fun. And the drums are probably one of, you know, one of the most fun musical instruments. And so I had a guy reach out to me. His name is Michael Albrecht. He actually ended up co-authoring the book with me. But he reached out to me. He said, hey, my son wants to take, you know, want to learn the drums. And I just don't feel like there's a lot of great books on the market for young people. And, you know, Michael was already a published author. So I said, hey, you know, you have the experience of getting a book across the finish line. Let's do this thing together. And that's kind of like a business model for me. Like, if I want to accomplish something and I'm lacking a skill set, I'll just, you know, create a partnership with somebody who has the skills that I don't have. And it's much better to have 50% of something than 100% of nothing. So I do that a lot. And it's just fun. It shows the kids about the history of rhythm, and they learn about famous drummers, and they label the parts of the drum set, and they learn about note values and how to count, and then they get on the drums and they play these things that I call the money beats, which are the 5 beats that make the whole world go round. And while they're doing that, they're learning how to read music. So it's kind of like hitting all the things that are cornerstones of my teaching philosophy, like all at the same time. And I tell people that book will work for a 5-year-old or even a 50-year-old man that acts like a 5-year-old. So
fantastic. Well, and it's also on the it's published by Modern Drummer and is on the Amazon bestseller list, which is great. Now, your second book called Crash Course for Success, 5 Ways to Supercharge Your Personal and Professional Life. So this leads to, you know, later on when we do the next segment about your being a public speaker and what you talk about when you go into these Fortune 500 companies. What does that look like? How are you introduced? And what is your message? And we're going to talk about that when we come back from these messages. Rich Redman is my guest. He is a drummer extraordinaire, but he's not only that. He's an actor and a spokesperson, and he does so many things. Motivational speaker, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. Again, like we said, and all of the people that he's performed with. I do want to talk about some of the songs that you've written as well. I don't know if we can pull those up or not, but I love the fact that you've written some music that's gone number one. You've had, you've had some hits.
Yeah, in Australia. I'm huge. I'm huge in Australia. I have some friends called the Wolf Brothers.
Yes.
And Silent E there.
Yes.
And they have cut at least three of my songs, and three of which have gone number one. They're great guys. Wonderful.
Well, maybe we can find those online and be able to pull those up, because I'd love to have our listeners. Do you mind?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
When life comes on.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Coming night, it's you and I here and now.
North State Now. I just am so happy. I guess we're listening to, I can't wait to hear more of their music. This is, I think that was the Wolf Brothers. And you're listening to the song. Right now on the phone is Rich Redman, who's the songwriter of that particular cut. They're a big hit in Australia. Congratulations. And welcome back to the show, Rich Redman.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
This is great.
Hey.
It's publicly going down memory lane. I love it.
So when did you co-write that with somebody, or let's talk about, you know, because when did you go into songwriting? You've been drumming since you were 8, but let's talk about actually getting into the songwriting aspect.
Well, a lot of it is, I mean, I don't think there's any mistakes in life. It was just one of these things where Myla Mason, actually, she was a recording artist in the 90s in Nashville. She had moved into publishing. And she saw my name on the pitch sheet one day in Nashville. The pitch sheet is like a list of producers in town in Nashville that are looking for songs for artists they're producing. And so at the time, I had a production company that I had for about 7 years with members of Jason Aldean's band, Kurt Allison, Tully Kennedy, David Fanning. And we produced 2 number one songs for a group called Thompson Square and 2 and a number one song for a group called Parmalee. And anyways, Myla Mason saw my name on the pitch list. She said, will you write with my friend Adam? And then I go and I meet Adam and I write a song. The next thing I know, we're able to kind of like cultivate a publishing deal over at and kind of an imprint of, you know, Jason Aldean's record label. And
right.
I went from trying to pursue recording sessions every Monday through Wednesday in Nashville, because the way we record, the way we tour in Nashville is Nashville is so centrally located. We'll jump on the bus on a Wednesday at midnight, wake up in a new city on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, take the music to the people, get to, you know, feed that monster and scratch that itch, and then come back to Nashville and I would do recording sessions. But there was about a 5-year period that every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I really chased that dream of having a United States terrestrial, you know, number one hit. And it's very, very competitive. As you know, Nashville is the songwriting capital of the world. But I just saw it as another important skill set that I wanted to develop. And then when I went back to playing the drums full time, I had like a new appreciation for the role of the songwriter and just how difficult that is to craft the right chords with the right lyrics and the right message that resonates with people.
Well,
it's very challenging.
And I will say that while I was there on a 5-year stint and started writing with, you know, Kim Tribble and Sarah Majors and some of great writers at that particular time. So there was, they call the 10 and the 2 and the 2 and the, between the 10 and the 2, which is the four-hour blocks. Yeah, 4-hour block times with some of the publishing companies. And you go into a room and try to hack it out and see if you could come something, if you'd be lucky if you had a, you know, got a song put on hold. That was the big deal. So how did you find the Wolf Brothers? Did they find you? Did you find them? How did they record 3 number one songs with them in Australia?
Yeah, that is something that I do not remember. You know, I just don't remember how we met, but it's one of those things where, you know, hopefully if you got a big smile on your face and a firm handshake and you're a man or woman of your word and you exceed expectations and people like being around you and you could take direction, you have a good personality. Those are like really cool soft skills to have that open doors. And hopefully once the door opens and you have that, share that pleasurable experience together, that phone is going to continue to ring. I mean, I'm still doing business with people, you know, that I met in the early 90s, you know, playing in cover bands in Dallas, Texas. I mean, but there are people that I met back then are sponsors on my podcast, or they hire me to play songs at my recording studio. So I try not to burn any bridges and just, you know, cultivate these lifelong relationships.
Well, again, and I think that you're wonderful and you're always the consummate pro. I think we actually probably played 20, maybe 20 some shows together in a period of time in Nashville. And, you know, myself and there were 3 other women, and we did a female rock concert series that was called La Femme Qui Rock. And every Wednesday night, we were at 12th and Porter, and or the Exit Inn,
And we, both of those places, but we had our standing, I think, at the Exit Inn and then did some shows. You remember 12th and Porter in that particular, we started to talk about at the break. So what are some of your fondest memories of those times, what we could share with our listening audience of, perhaps us doing music together?
Yeah. That was such an amazing community. When I say the word community, it really sums up what Nashville is. There is just incredible supportive community for the arts there. And I remember playing with a group called Porcelain, a group called the Evinrudes. There was a gal named Soraya. There was a gal named Kelly Zulo. I mean, Kelly Zulo, I played on a record for her like a year and a half ago. I hadn't talked to her in about a decade.
Really?
And she says, "Will you record this record?" Yeah. And so it's like, you know, these just trying to like, always stay approachable, keep the same phone number, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of your listeners, I mean, you do such a great job as a hostess and an interviewer and a DJ. I don't know if people realize just the level of commitment you had when you were singing, and you were singing this rock, funk. You had a mix of everything in your music. It really was a trip around the world. And I remember one night there was like a Star Wars movie that had just been released. So this was 1999. You came out on stage with fishnet stockings, high heels, bright red lipstick, and a red lightsaber. And you were like, it was like performance art, you know, and you like to shake things up. And then we had like a Latin song we did one time, and our friend Eric Halbig played some kind of flamenco style guitar.
Oh, yeah.
We were all wearing like these Spanish masks. It was very theatrical, and I love that. I mean, I love drama. I love being dramatic.
Yeah, it was not really Nashville at that point, but, you know, why not go out there? And I just love that you were always game, Rich. Now, when did you get to start doing cartage?
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, you know, the first 8 years in Nashville, I had a minivan, couple minivans. And what I would do, this was my model, I would get an affordable minivan, I'd lease it or I'd buy it, and then you take the back seats out, you kind of gut it, you put down some nice carpet, and you just shove your drums in, and the drums would be stacked up to the hill, and I would be literally just driving my drum set around Nashville, hitting all these recording sessions and rehearsals. And then I realized, oh, there's this, you know, there's this service called cartage where, you know, the drums exist in this warehouse in a controlled environment, and then this box truck shows up with the hydraulic lift, and somebody pays for your cartage, your drums to be moved around. And I waited 8 years to ask anyone for the cartage, and then when I finally asked, they said, "Of course, sure." And then I said to myself, "Why didn't I ask this 8 years ago?"
That's so cool. So you just have to show up with your cymbals, and the rest is already set up for you. So that's something that I'm not sure a lot of people realize, that when you're at a certain level as a studio musician, those people who hire you pay for that. So you don't have to schlep anymore, Rich. I mean, you know, someone's going to
cry. That's why it just helps when you show up. You know, you're a little bit more rested, and you can save all your mental and physical energy for the client. So you grab a cup of coffee, you say, "How's it going? How's the boat? How's the kids? Oh, here's the song for the day." I mean, it's like that's one skill set, which is so fun. And then another skill set is, you know, riding good bus, being out there and being able to hang out with people, you know, 24 hours a day, 3 or 4 days a week for 20 years, and, you know, be flexible and be able to take direction, be a team player, and go out there under any conditions and execute the music and bring the music to the people, you know. So
bathroom etiquette.
It's been great.
I mean,
bathroom
etiquette.
Bathroom
etiquette on the bus. Wow. Because you, like, people are, you know, they think it's so glamorous, but you guys are kind of stacked up on a bus, touring, and it's a whole mindset when you go out on the road. And, you know, so I just, you know, want to congratulate you, and I honor you, and I think what you're doing is amazing. Now, let's talk about your motivational, speaker. Do we take a break and we come back? We've got two more minutes. Okay, so let's go into this a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about, and then we'll go into your acting. But let's talk about the motivational speaking. Say you're a company like Cisco or Johnson & Johnson or somebody, and you've got, you know, you're big, all your, okay, I'm at just imagine we're at the Civic, and we're putting on a motivational speaking seminar, and out comes Rich Redmond. How do you open?
Well, I usually learn my lesson because sometimes people will have a script to and it'll be like an MC, and 9 times out of 10, the MC isn't very good. And so to level the playing field, I just have a 90-second intro video, and it just it's nice because the lights go down, you show the video, it creates this excitement. I come running out. I open with a song. You know, people love the drums. It's man's first instrument, so whether they know it or not, it's part of their DNA. So it's a little hack there where I try to get them to pay attention through the drums, and then once I get them, then I can start sharing my concept with them, CRASH, which is basically an acronym, super easy to remember, stands for commitment, relationships, attitude, skill, and hunger. So, you know, committing to your craft, committing to your team, committing to your family, committing to your customer, everything starts in the mind. Commitment is the first part of any successful journey. Relationships, cultivating sincere, lifelong, hopefully mutually beneficial relationships throughout your life. And I realized I've never got jobs from Monster.com or LinkedIn or resumes. It was always from people championing me. And then attitude, you know, realizing that positive people, they live longer, they're healthier, they're happier, they have more friends, they make more money. Realizing that enthusiasm is contagious, you know, staying tapped into that. And then skill function is basically, hey, let's identify the skills we need to be successful in our chosen field. Not only that, let's master them, and then let's not get cocky. We want to keep up with the Joneses, so we have to, like, you know, the world is moving so fast, we got to do new things and be a master of those. And then hunger is that part where you stay tapped into that desire to be successful, that fire that burns in your belly. And I tell the people that passion is your engine and hard work is your fuel. And this whole thing, all these things work together to create this kind of sort of cycle of self-empowerment. And then no matter who I'm talking to, whether it be kindergartners or a Fortune 100 company or a tech startup or a high school graduation, these kids are going to get a similar message, but it's customized to the audience at hand. And it's usually right about in an hour, and I right hook them and I left hook them with some laughter and some takeaways and some entertainment.
Oh, Rich, you're killing me. Okay, I love it. So listen, for our listeners that are tuned in tonight, you can find Rich Redmond. Go to richredmond.com. Or you can do IMDB at .me/RichRedmond. Or you can go to drummingInTheModernWorld.com. Facebook, you'll find Rich Redmond. Twitter, @RichRedmond. Instagram, @RichRedmond. And YouTube, of course, you can find Rich Redmond. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more with Rich Redmond. I'm so happy that you're here with me right now. And you're not going to believe this. This is a voice from the past. Rich, this is Linda Regan. I go by Linda Bott now. We performed together in the late 90s. Can you remember? You call me right back. It's just been like time never stopped. That's the beautiful part of being a total pro like you, buddy. You just have a great memory. So we're going to be right back after these messages with Rich Redmond. This is North State Now with Linda Bott.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
A no giving or taker. The funny thing is, she don't even know it. You can't blame her. Don't know about lonely. She don't want a one and only. She get a little wild, have a good time, but no strings. She don't know no sad song. As soon as she hits that neon, she's on, turning up to an upbeat track. She ain't down with that.
And welcome back to our show here. This is Linda Bott, and that is a song called No Sad Song by the Wolf Brothers. On the phone in this wonderful interview tonight, we're so happy to have Rich Redmond. That's R-E-D-M-O-N-D. He co-wrote that song with the Wolf Brothers. And if you've been listening to the show, he is a highly acclaimed drummer, very influential touring recording drummer as well, and a percussionist. Based between Nashville and L.A., he is on the road, has been with Jason Aldean, recording over 26 hits. And Garth Brooks, the list goes on, Montgomery Gentry, John Anderson, I mean, the list goes on, Joe Perry, Kelly Clarkson. In fact, I think I saw you on a country music award show. It was either ACM or CMA, and I said, oh, my God, or was it with Eric Church? You played the drums on a killer performance a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah, that was with it was a song with Eric Church and Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean. So anytime you get those three guys together, it's gonna be fun.
Monster. Yeah. Oh man. Oh, that's so great. So anyway, welcome to the show again. This is Rich Redmond. I'm so happy that we've reconnected and that you have a huge heart, you always have, and it's so great to have seen that, you know, you didn't burn out, that you've only done wonderful things. You've gone forward with just kind of grabbing and taking a hold and growing so many aspects of the business, from songwriting to teaching to motivational speaking to acting. Have you been doing any, are you thinking about musical scores for movies?
I'm so glad that we reconnected too. I don't know what took so long, but there's a season, there's for everything, and then everything happens for a reason. So here we are, and now we won't lose touch.
No, we will not lose touch.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for you too. You're like always growing and changing like a butterfly. So, what was the question? Oh yeah. Scores. You know, I'm open to that, but that is such a lane of its own. I mean, those composers, I talk to composers and they have extreme deadlines, and it's just it's a whole thing that is a lifetime hustle. So my next goal is to, I'm trying to expand and get some different type of drumming session work, which is what is appealing about Los Angeles, because there's so many film and TV composers here, and so I'm kind of going after that a little bit, because that doesn't really exist in Nashville. In Nashville, it's all about the three chords and the truth, and, you know, spelling out the trials and tribulations of people in the heartland, and, you know, love and loss, and capturing it in 3.5 minutes. And Nashville is so good to me because it taught me how to do that at a high level. And so, yeah, I'm just looking for other cool creative expressions that I can, you know, do. And at the same time, when I come back to the drums, I'm even more fulfilled playing the drums, because sometimes I miss them, you know. When we went into the first, you know, month or two of quarantine, I took a little break from the drums. I was like, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to, like, do some other things and just recharge. You know, let's focus on some other things. And so when I come back to the drums, it's so special. It's like, oh, girls, I missed you.
Well, it's just coming back to your soul. I mean, it's something you've been doing since you were 8 years old. It's like dancing, yeah. Or if you were ice skating and you got back on the, you know, and you were a pro ice skater, you get back on the ice. It's just what you do. It's kind of coming home. So you've got drumminginthemodernworld.com. That's a whole, like you said, a 5.5 minute. Is it a video? Is it a tutorial? What is the Drumming in the World?
Yeah, drumminginthemodernworld.com, and you can also get to it through richredmond.com. It's a 5.5 hour educational product, and it's essentially, it's all virtual. You know, I created the product right around the time that DVDs were dying. It was a horrible time to create the product. So, and we were thinking about putting it out on a DVD, and then we've changed the technology used to disseminate it. But basically, it's like $99, and you have this 5.5 hours of educational material for like your entire life, and it's pretty much anything I know about drumming. So the important stuff, like how to hold the sticks, how to get a great sound, the rudiments, how to get a good tone on your instrument. Then we go into like the money beats and styles and how to work in the recording studio and tune your drums. And there's like 20 song performances with 7 different camera angles. And it's essentially 120 short films that are put together in high definition video. And we recorded at a world-class studio called Black River Entertainment. They also call it Ronnie's Place, and it's where people like Johnny Cash and the Dixie Chicks and, you know, Patsy Cline all recorded. So big, beautiful drum sound, and it's been out for a couple years now, and it's great. That's kind of, it's kind of like a little part of my legacy, you know, where it's like, this is what I know about my craft, and I want to share it with the world, because if there's something I've learned is that if you want to keep what you have to give it away. And so you can't be stingy with the things you learn about, the wisdom that you come across in life. You have to share that with a new generation.
Love that. So you're feeding knowledge of how many years of experience to those who want to drink it or those who want to open up to it. So you can find that on richredmond.com. I love that. Doesn't surprise me. All of the things that you're involved with doesn't surprise me at all. But what does surprise me is that there's been years of us not being in touch. And through all these years later, it's like we picked up, I'm going to go back on the stage, you're going to play, and it's just this really synchronistic, you know, when you have your players with you, it's got to be synchronistic. And you were always such a total pro in my day with you. So I just am so happy. Now, how did you get into the acting? What took you to LA to go into the acting aspect of it? You've been on the hit show, sci-fi hit show Happy. You have been in films like All Light Will End. You've been, and the list goes on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.